This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Woods and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well today. Are you old enough to remember Doris Day's song from 1956? It was number two on what they used to call the hit parade then. And it went like this. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, "What will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich?" Here's what she said to me. "Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The future is not ours to see. Que sera, sera." You might remember that song. But how true these words are, we really cannot know what the future holds. But there seems to be a trend today for people to try and foresee what the future holds. You can read the glossy magazines with all the articles and predictions, and the clairvoyants sift through the playing cards. They read their tea leaves or try to analyse the palms of people's hands to predict the future for people that are quite anxious. But I wonder if it's a good thing to know exactly what the future holds for us and those we love. Do we really want to know what the future is, the good or the bad news? Well, ultimately, I think if we believe in God and hold God's promises in our heart, we can be quite positive about the future. We can live in hope because we know that it's God who is with us, that God will help us through whatever the future holds. So I'm wondering today if that's how you see your future and see life. The reality is that we don't really know what's around the corner. If life is based on chance, then we'd be compelled to make whatever meaning we can out of it. But it's true that life is not fair, and some of us get dealt a bad hand. We might grin and bear it or complain about it. If we believe that there is no future, then we think that being positive or negative, well, what difference does it make? Maybe then we could make the most of the moment and try not to think too much about the future. As the Doris Day song says, whatever will be, like we'll just have to wait and see. So we're having a look at our lives today. We mightn't understand some of the difficulties, the trials that we're forced to undertake. There could be pain or anxiety or even turmoil in your life. But I want to say to you that God sees it all, and he sees the suffering. He sees how sometimes we are in pain, but God will help us through. And do you know that God has a long-term plan? And that plan actually goes beyond this life into the next life. I was intrigued to hear about the American Indians. They had a unique practice of training their young braves, the boys. And on the night the boy turned 13, and he went out hunting and scouting and learnt how to fish, there was a final test for the boy. He was put in a dense forest to spend the whole night on his own. Now, remember, he'd never been away from the security of his family and the tribe, but this particular night on his birthday, he was blindfolded, taken several kilometres away from where he lived, and then they took the blindfold off, and he was in the middle of this thick forest in the black pitch of night, and he was very frightened. And every time a twig snapped, he thought there was a wild animal somewhere. So he spent the night there. And after what seemed like an eternity, it came to dawn, and the rays of sunlight came through. And looking around, the boy saw the trees and the flowers and what was there. And then to his absolute astonishment, he saw the figure of a man just standing a few feet away with a bow and arrow. And you guessed it, it was his father. His father had been there all night. So it is with our Heavenly Father. Even though we may not see him, he is there with us. He stands with us through our fears, our trials. And he does sense the pain that we might experience and the tears. Because it's true, God is love. God cares for us. So through faith and trust in God, we can actually find a strength that we perhaps never knew we had, finding our way through the difficult times and bringing new hope. So may God help us to endure whatever the future may hold, knowing that we can trust him for all things. Well, God, will you prevent us from being petty people? Lord, we need to stop playing games with people and be quick in discovering the best in other people. Teach us, Lord, never to hurt or ignore or take other people for granted. Instead, Lord, put lots of love and compassion in our hearts today. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.